You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Who be running up the streets like me, like Chief O'Keefe, no beef, more streets. Who be running up the streets like me, like Chief O'Keefe, like can I roll a leaf? I just need another roll in my teeth, got the bag, now they all want a piece, And if they can't inhale, they release, and they call the police, cause they talk so cheap, Fucking mean, I'm the hottest in the scene, tell me how you feel, if you don't, then you weak. Real bitches only, you just know the old me, I am now the grown me, you are not a homie, yeah. Got a lot of females mad, so I turned to the pen and the pad. When I spoke what I wrote, it made him gag. You do you, boo boo, and just relax. Shout out Aries, shout out Leo, shout out Sag.
Perfect.
Who be running up the streets like me, like Chief O'Keefe, no beef, more streets. Who be running up the streets like me, like Chief O'Keefe, like get out of my seat, I got a million places that, that I gotta beat. Gotta be, I'm a boss, Rick Ross, Khalees, yeah. Bada beam, bada boom, I'm a freak, you're a jeep, you're a sheep, I'm asleep when you speak, yeah. All this shit a chatter, it don't really matter, I'ma swing, better swing, then smoke a back after. Mold that and some, pretty and I'm handsome. Took your bitch for a frisk, now this song her anthem. Pretty thinking and she bitchy, turned her to a dancer. Talk Mercedes, but she push a Mitsubishi Lancer. Making money where there wasn't money, turned a rapper. Used to sing on the ting, now I'm in the mantra. Bitch. Who be running up the streets like me, like Chief O'Keefe, no beef, more streets. Who be running up the streets like me, like Chief O'Keefe, like this is do or die to me, so don't say hi to me unless we cool. Little mama, I'm a big fish, got a wish list full of designer. I'm a major bitch, you and mine, I hate a little mama. My baby mama call me baby daddy cause she wanna. Buying everything, told me to the done dada. Used to rip, knocking, now I'm representing Prada. I want more dollars on dollars. I'm upping my charges, I'm adding more commas, more commas, more commas. More Balenciaga boxes. Watch me go dumb on them. Ba-ra-pa-pa-pa, mama drum on them. Of course I'm gonna fire, they got a gun on them. I'm the beat and the boss, so I'm stunning on them. Who be running up the streets like me, like Chief O'Keefe, no beef, more streets. Who be running up the streets like me, like Chief O'Keefe, like can I roll a leaf? I just need another roll in my teeth.
This is Chief O'Keefe by Sophia. Hey, Sophia, how are you this morning?
Hello, good morning. I am great. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to chat to you. Thanks for getting up so early to speak with us. I think time zone-wise, you're a few hours behind, so we appreciate that. How's it going in Melbourne? What's it looking like today?
I'm going to say today's going to be a good day. The sky is actually quite pink. Vibe is good.
Nice. That's very nice. It's lovely to chat to you. I'm excited about this collaboration you've just done with Jess B, who is obviously an Auckland-based artist. But the track we just listened to, which came out in 2020, is such a huge one as well. What have you been working on? How do you kind of get into the process of writing for you? Do you have to sort of like have a feeling and then make it a track, or do you sort of sit down with the intention to write a song? How does that whole process come about for you, Sophia?
I like to sort of, you know, say that I'm a bit more of like an abstract artist. I sort of just like vomit onto the canvas. I sort of don't really come in with anything. I just, try to download all the content from source. I don't know where it comes from. It just sort of blurts out in the session.
Mm. And do you have, people that you bounce your ideas off? Or are you the kind of person who, as you say, you just go into the session and you just get it out of your system there? Or do you talk about it a wee bit with people around you?
I'm at the point where as long as I can sleep at night, I'm quite happy.
That's a nice place to be. That is a really nice place to be.
Yeah, because art is subjective and everyone's going to put their twist on it. So at the end of the day, you know, I've just got to be happy and proud of what I've completed.
Totally. What got you into rapping in the first place?
I've always been songwriting and I always wrote poetry, but rapping sort of, refining it and just finding my voice came a little bit later on my sort of spiritual path, I would say.
And what was the point at which you felt like, oh, this is really something that might work for me or something that feels good to be my creative outlet?
Well, everything in my life wasn't working, so I was like, well, none of that's working, so I'm gonna try music. And everything with music was sort of, you know, bringing me a lot of happiness and sort of opening up these new pathways.
That's awesome. And I'm curious about, because, I mean, everyone in the world has had a different experience of the pandemic, and all countries have had different ways of approaching lockdowns and restrictions and stuff. But what's been happening in Melbourne recently? You've got relatively, you know, a lot of freedom at the moment. Has there been much happening? Have there been gigs? Have you been playing anything? What's the scene been like?
The scene is, you know, it's recovering, I would say. Mm-hmm. A lot of my shows recently were actually in Sydney because of Mardi Gras and, you know, all of that sort of hype. But yeah, the shows are back. You know, it's all coming back together, and we've just got to stay positive. We're never going to go back to what we had. So mm-hmm. that's really good to know as an artist. You know, it was pretty soul crushing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not knowing when I'm going to perform again and like if I can actually do music, and I just had to hold tight.
Yeah, totally. I think that's a big feeling at the moment for everyone. Going and playing at Mardi Gras must have been a really awesome celebration. I feel like for a lot of people that was their first thing back from, you know, quite a long hiatus. I know we had a lot of DJs from Aotearoa head over to play some of those Mardi Gras shows. What was that whole experience like? Because it's quite a huge party.
Yeah, it was The place that I played at, you know, it was more of a club setting, and it was just packed. I felt very accepted. I could sort of scream my queerness there. It was really, 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 like, surreal. And, like, I hadn't been in a venue that full in a long time either.
Yeah, totally. When you're performing, I mean, that's something that I think people, as an audience member, it's a very liberating thing to see someone that looks like you or sounds like you or is sort of talking about life experiences that maybe you've had. Seeing that reflected on a stage is really significant. But as a performer as well, I can imagine that's also quite liberating or uplifting to be able to perform in a space like that. As a queer artist, do you enjoy playing shows that are more tailored to queer spaces or have that kind of underlying ethos more, or is it something that you enjoy in a particular way, or how does it feel, I guess, to be performing in a space that's deliberately set up for that type of making?
Yeah, well, obviously that's a part of my identity, and you know, my identity extends to my audiences. So, of course, you know, a queer audience is going to accept me and listen to my music. If I'm performing to like a different type of audience, I have to sort of tailor and, you know, sort of tone down sometimes because it's not palatable to them, and that's just how it goes. So, I feel like I can be as loud as I need to be. I can say things that are really, you know, sort of controversial or like outspoken because it's accepted.
Totally. I mean, this track that you've got with Jess B is staunch as. It's so fun, first of all, to listen to, but it is also, it's very unapologetic. I know that's a word that gets thrown around a lot, but it is true. And you've got a great video for it as well. How did the collaboration with Jess come about?
Well, we'd written the song. We actually wrote the song, myself and Jujo, the producer, in November 2020. So we were sitting on it for a while. And, you know, Jess was, you know, someone I always really wanted to collaborate with. I sort of watched, you know, her releases and the way that she moved. And I was so inspired by Jess for a long time. And I knew that once we'd finished the song, I was like, this is the Jess B song. I just knew
nice.
This is... It's Queen Energy, like, this is the Jess B track. And then, you know, we sent it across to Jess's team, and then, you know, she came back with the verse, and I was just like... I remember I was in my car, because we chucked the verse on the track, and I was in my car, and, like, that was my first speeding ticket I ever got, so I was just like... I was like, this is fucking sick.
Yeah. That's so good. Well, I feel like if there was ever a song to get a speeding ticket to, this is the one for sure. It's a mean track. Sophia, it's been really awesome to chat to you. I think we should listen to Queen Energy now, but I hope we get to see you here in Aotearoa soon. That would be really awesome to have you on our stage. Any plans for that, or any plans that you're looking forward to in the future, near future, for performing?
At this stage, I'm sort of in a release mode because I haven't released my own solo work in about 2 years. So I think I'm just going to focus on getting some more tracks out. And once we, you know, can roll that out, and potentially I've got a body of work, like an album that I'm working to roll out. The goal would be to tour after that.
Well, fab. Well, I hope you make it here. And thanks for the tracks. We will talk to you again another time. Cheers, Sophia. Have a nice rest of your day.
Thanks for having me. Take care. Have a great day.
Read the room, I'm quick to zoom. I got that Chanel, they blue, that sweet perfume. I'm moving at the speed of light and I light the fumes, cause my shit's so hot that damn right consume. I'm rapping with no ego, we know that they go wherever that we go. Give me a beat to freak on, wrist with that Philippe on. How long is you gonna sleep on me? Don't speak on me, I'm Greco Frico. Rappers who got a trap phone, got management, no backbone. I don't want a Zoom call on a dark beat with a saxophone. I'm that grown, I back wrong, yeah. I'm mountain tall, your mounts on hold, my counts on gold. Yeah, I'm that loca, sit on my boca, meet on a church, your pussy wet like water. Super soaker, down to smoke a quarter, deep thought, I give her that. Come in the money feeling, it's making money season. I'm getting pussy threesome, she's sweet like Reese's Pieces. Freaking the sheets and I fuck a deep show with the real meaning. She's screaming out to Jesus, I whisper sweet dreams and I keep her dreaming. A fiend. And fiending, coming at your full speed, yeah. They know not to fuck with me, nah. Big queen energy, yeah. You don't really want that beat, nah. Coming at your full speed, yeah. They know not to fuck with me, nah. Big queen energy, yeah. You don't really want that beat. Step up in the room, hit swing, yeah. Yeah, they know I ain't nothing like they seen before. I ain't worried about a bark from a bystander, cause you know I been a dog handler. A lot of women wanna get their little hands upon, cause they see me making waves at the Africa. Want me to do it better than your man's good, huh? Wanna manifest your dreams, make it tangible. No, we been moving, keep them subs, them booming. See the links, them Cuban, talk slicky, I'm fluent. Lay my seeds down so I watch them blooming. Wanna see me tap out, I ain't gon' do it. Lord only knows we came a long way. Put up to the game for a long stay. Baby, no, I done had a long day. So she back it up and drop it while the song play, okay? Coming at your full speed, yeah. They know not to fuck with me, nah. Big queen energy, yeah. You don't really want that beat, nah. Coming at your full speed, yeah. They know not to fuck with me, nah. Big queen energy, yeah. You don't really want that beat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.